This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وعن عمرو بن ميمون رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لرجل وهو يعظه اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك وصحتك قبل سقمك وغناك قبل فقرك وفراقك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ Race to the forgiveness of your Lord and to a paradise, the width of which is like the width of the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ سَارِعُوا مُسَارَعَ means to race, to hasten, to rush. In the first verse I quoted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا مُسَابَقَ means to run, to race against someone. And in the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَارِعُوا hasten. Both of these verses communicate a sense of urgency. And it was this sense of urgency which was passed down into the hearts of the Sahaba. That sense of urgency, that understanding that this waqt, this time, this vessel of life that we have is limited. And there's a beautiful, amazing hadith, which is one of those hadith that you almost need to look at once a week, if not daily. In fact, quite a few weeks ago, I made this hadith my screensaver because of the power and how it shifts our perspective. And that this hadith sets a plan for putting your life into the correct perspective. In this narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was admonishing someone, he was giving someone advice. And he said to him, اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسن. He said, seize, value. The word ghanima is what you get from war. It's valued. Like seizing something, taking it, hold on to it. He said, seize five before five. Seize five things before five other things come. The first of which he said, shababak qabla haramik. Value the young years. The years that you have a lot of energy. Shababak, when you're young, value those moments before old age comes. When you're young, there's so much you can do in the path of Allah. There's so much you can do in the path of Allah. The Shabab last night, they wanted to stay up late. I said, I'm getting old. They said, that's why we call you Unk. And then after Fajr, they said, Sheikh, let's go for coffee. I said, I'm tired. Shababak qabla haramik. Value the years that you are young. The years that you can give the best of what you have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the hadith tells us, hadith, beautiful narration tells us that there are seven people that will be under, honored on the day of judgment, honored like no one else. They will be under the shade of God's throne. And one of those people is the one who spent their young years, those young years in the path of God. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, seize that. Those years that you are young, seize them, hold on to them, value them, know their value, know what they're worth. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, number two, وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبَلَ سَقَمِكَ. And value the blessing of being healthy. Value the blessing of health. قَبَلَ سَقَمِكَ. Before you are sick, you are ill. Know how important it is and how much you can do for the sake of Allah in those moments. وَغِنَاكَ قَبَلَ فَقْرِكَ. Value the moments of wealth. When you have wealth and you can spend in the path of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's profound. I'm going to digress to another hadith because it emphasizes this hadith so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And it's a hadith of the same meaning. He grabbed him, and the hadith says, فَأَخَذَ بِعَضَدِهِ. He grabbed him by his arm. And the scholars say, because it was that important, he said, hold up, I want you to hear this well. He wanted to get his attention. And he said, in the similar meaning, he says, خُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ قَبَلَ مَوْتِكَ. Take from your life before death comes. وَصِحَتِكَ قَبَلَ سَقَمِكَ. And take from the moments of health. Wallahi, we don't know what health is until we become sick. We don't understand the value of health until you become sick. And especially the brothers. Y'all ever heard of the man flu? Y'all don't even know. See, our sisters, they handle sickness pretty well. When a brother gets the flu, call the masjid, tell them make dua for him. It's a well-known saying and joke and understanding. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that value these moments when you don't have a cough, you don't have the sniffles, you don't have the flu, you're healthy. Recite the Quran, do the tasbihat, do whatever khair you can. Because the moment sickness comes, it feels as if we were never healthy. It feels as if we were never healthy. We forget what afiyah felt like. And so he's holding on to the arm of Ibn Umar to express the urgency. And then he says, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَسْمُكَ غَدًا. You don't know. This is profound. He says, you don't know what your name will be tomorrow. Like, your name is what you know the most about you. You know your name. But Rasulullah ﷺ is telling us, things change so fast. Things change so fast. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. So he says it in the most profound and emphatic way. He says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَسْمُكَ غَدًا. You don't even know what your name will be tomorrow. One of the things that hit me the most of our people of Gaza is when they show pictures of what they were doing before October 7th and what was happening now. In the course of 7, 8, 10 months, what's changed? And there's no difference from them to us. No difference whatsoever. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَسْمُكُ غَدًا. You don't know what your name will be 5 months from now. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, وَفَرَاغَكْ قَبَلَ شُغَلِكْ. Take care of value. Seize your free moments. Seize your free moments before you become mashghul, before you become busy with life. And last but not least, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبَلَ مَوْتِكْ. Value this life that you have. These moments that we are breathing. And we are alive and we are witnessing God's blessings. Value these moments before the angel of death comes. Ibn Atta'il al-Askandari, he says something profound. He says, Khayru awqatik. He says that the best moments of your life are the moments in which you witness your need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moments in which you witness your urgency and your absolute dependency and need of whatever khair Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send you. He says that's the best moment. See, the opposite of that is the mentality of istighna. Istighna is an interesting term. To be ghani means to be rich, as I just mentioned in the hadith. But in Quranic literature, the usage of the word istighna are used for those who feel they don't need Allah. They don't need the khair and the good that Allah brings them. I'll give you an example. The narration in Surah Al-Qasas, the ayah in Surah Al-Qasas, Afwan, tells us that Moses was fleeing Pharaoh. There was a bounty, there was a warrant out for his arrest, and he's fleeing, trying to get away. And he has nothing. He doesn't know where he's going. He has nothing. And he finds himself in Midian. And he comes to this well, and this well has a bunch of men watering their flock. And to the side, he sees two women with their flock, Tadudan, holding back the flock. And he realizes this is a moment, this is an opportunity to serve and do good and do well and to help. And see, this is what's so profound about this sense of urgency when it develops inside. Because by the end of this khutbah, I want all of us to walk out of this masjid with this sense of urgency, realizing that I need every opportunity possible to do good and to pay back Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the khair that I have been given. So Moses, alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees this opportunity. And the Quran tells us that he goes over, he speaks to them, and he helps them water their flock. And after he waters his flock, Tawalla ila dhil, he goes back and he sits in the shade. And he says something profound. He says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khair faqir. As Ibn Atta'il al-Askandari, what did he say? Khayra awqatik. Your best moment is the moment you recognize your faqr, your need of whatever good and opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send your way. So he goes back and he sits in the shade and he says this profound dua that will echo until the day of judgment. He says, Rabbi, O my Lord, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khair faqir. I need every opportunity to do khairat, to do good, to serve you. I need every opportunity. This is why the scholars, they say, when you give sadaqah, you should low-key be thanking the person you're giving the sadaqah to. Because it is through them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing you to do khair. I was mentioning Surah Al-Layl. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beginning of the surah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى As for the one who gives and fears God, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى and agrees and confirms what is good. Allah says, فَسَنُ يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى Yusra is that life of righteousness, that life of goodness, choosing the right things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting a quality that leads to ease of choosing righteousness, an ease of doing good. This verse was revealed according to Jarir al-Tabari. This verse was revealed about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Do you know who Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was? He was a man that saw the urgency. سابقوا سارئوا اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسا. He was a man that understood the urgency. Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, Ibn Kathir says, profound narration. He says that Umar ibn Khattab, this was during the time of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Umar ibn Khattab, kana yuraqibu, he used to watch Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Not to find faults, but to learn from him, to emulate him, and to sabiqu sari'u, to beat him if he can. Ibn Kathir says, after Fajr, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he noticed that after the masjid would clear out, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq would get up and he would go kharij al-Madina. He would walk in the still dark time or early morning, he will go kharij al-Madina, he would go outside Medina. And he saw him going to a tent out in the outskirts. And the narration in Bidayah wa Nihayah says, he watched him on day one, he would stay there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then he would come out and go about his day. Umar says, I watched him day one, day two, day three. After a few days, my curiosity had peaked. I had to find out what this man was doing. He says, so after he turned away and he left, I went to the tent after him and I asked permission to go in. And there was Ajuza, there was an elderly woman there. And she was blind. And Umar ibn Khattab, he says, excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I just wanted to know, who's that man that comes here every morning I've been seeing? Oh, she says, oh, that young man, I don't know who he is. I have no clue who he is. He says, well, what does he do for you? She says, well, my husband has died many years ago. And she says, I have no one but Allah and that man. He comes and he cleans up after me. He cleans up after me. See, there are people in this audience. They have this gift from God that they're always looking for the opportunity to help others. She says, he cleans up after me. And then he cooks me food. And then he feeds me. And he sits for a moment and then he leaves. Do you know what Umar did? The narration says, Jatha, he fell on his knees, wabaka, and he wept. And he said something, the Shabab will love this. He said, Anta huwa ya Abu Bakr. He said, oh, Abu Bakr, you're him. You're him. You're him. What created that sense of I must serve? What created that sense of I must find every opportunity to give back? It's because the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embedded in them this understanding of us being spiritually in debt every morning. Yusbihu ala kulli mu'min. Wa fi riwaya, there's a riwaya here. I have shuyukh in the audience here. I got to be careful with my narrations. Wa fi sahihain an Abi Musa an an-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam qal ala kulli muslimin sadaqah. In another riwaya, every morning you wake up, there's sadaqah to give. What that means is when we wake up, you're not doing bonus when you do good, brothers and sisters. You're catching up for all the blessings that you have, for all the afia that we have, for all the tranquility that we have, for everything we have. When we wake up, your first thought is, how am I going to pay my debt back today? How am I going to pay my... So why is Abu Bakr, after Fajr, going to the nursing home and serving when he's the Khalifa? is because he's got a debt to pay back. فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدْ The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what if we don't have money like that? We can't give sadaqah that much every day. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِيَدِي He says, then work. فَيَنْفَعْ نَفْسَ Help yourself and give sadaqah. قَالُوا فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ Well, I can't work. What if someone can't work? أَوْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ قَالْ يُعِينُ ذَا حَاجَ Help someone in need. Help someone. Look at this. Look at how it goes to the social element. And I'm speaking about this because I want you to imagine what our community would be like if every one of us was looking for an opportunity to pay back our debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ قَالْ فَلْيَأْمُلْ بِالْخَيْرِ So why was Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu an working so hard? It's because they had developed within themselves a sense of spiritual indebtedness. And that spiritual indebtedness was ingrained on them. I'd like to share with you a glimpse of the last moments of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. The narration says that Umar radiallahu an, you know he was stabbed while leading prayer. But he didn't die immediately. He died over the course of a few hours. And so this gave people time to come and see him and bid him farewell. And one narration mentions that while he was on his deathbed, Ibn Abbas walks in. One Jalil Sahabi and another great Sahabi, bidding farewell as they go on the journey. And so Ibn Abbas walks in the door and he says, Abshir ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Glad tidings, Habibi. Glad tidings. What does he say? You kept the companionship of the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ahsanta suhbah. You were good with him. You were good with him. Thumma tawaffa Rasulullah wa huwa anka radin. And then your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away loving you, happy with you. Ibn Abbas is trying to cheer him up. You did so much in your life. And then he says, and you kept the company of Abu Bakr. And you were good with him. And he passed away pleased with you. And then you were a just leader. Oh, if this world would give us just leaders again. And he says, if you die today, you die as a companion of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with whom Allah is pleased with. The narration says, فَالْتَفَتَ عُمَرْ إِلَىٰ إِبْنْ عَبَّاسِ Up till now, Umar wasn't looking at him. When he finished speaking, Umar radiallahu anhu turned his face. He's laying on his bed. I want you to see it. He's laying on his bed. He turns to him and he looks at him. And he says, all of that you said, مَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيَّ Everything you just said was God's blessing upon me. And then he said so profound, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَوَدَدْتُ أَنْ أَخْرُجْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَفَافًا I'm hoping I leave this dunya breaking even. La li wa la alayya. Nothing against me and nothing for me. This man had developed such a sense of indebtedness to God that despite everything and that's what kept him grinding. That's what kept him moving, is that I have a debt to pay back to Allah. The verses I began with, brothers and sisters. Sabiqu, sari'u. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى The worst feeling that can sneak into the heart is istighna. That I don't need these opportunities for khair. I don't need them. As Ibn Atta'illah Askandari, what does he say? He says, the best moment that you have is the moment you realize how much you need every opportunity for good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit and value this life that Allah has given us. May Allah allow us to benefit and value the health that He has given us. May Allah allow us to value the free time and the wealth that He has given us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to stand on the day of judgment with Him pleased with us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله. إن الحمد لله نحمد وصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد The Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he expressed a sense of urgency for action and valuing the moments that you have. And that's what I spoke about in the first half of the khutbah. But for the remaining 3 minutes, the Quran also establishes that sense of urgency, but from a different perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gives us many glimpses into conversations that will happen in the akhirah. Free of time, present and past, Allah is telling us that this conversation is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. I want you to hear it right now so you don't be that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us at the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Allah says, until that moment when the death comes to them, at that moment, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. The person passing away, they're saying, Rabbi irji'uni, oh Allah, let me go back, let me go back. La'alli a'malu saliha, so that I could do one more good deed. See, this is why I'm speaking about this, because we have that opportunity now. He's telling us this conversation that will happen so that we're not that guy. We're not the one saying that. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person says they want to go back, but he says, وَلَوْ رُدُّ لَعَادُ لِمَانُهُ عَنْهُ. Allah says, if I sent them back, they would do it again. I heard a scholar say something profound. He said, why would you ask for another day when every day you woke up in life, Allah gave you a new day? Today is your new chance. Today is your next chance. You've woken up today. That's why we say, Alhamdulillahi ladhi all praise to the one who gave me life again after death. Today is your ruddu. It is your next chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kalla, by no means will you go back. He's emphasizing here that we need to understand the urgency of seizing the moment and اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسن. We need to understand that by looking at the remorse or regret that one may have reaching that point, seeing all the lost moments. I'll end with this narration. Two narrations. لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ أَنْ أَرْبَعَةِ. On the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah ﷺ said, no servant's 2 feet will move from their place until they answer 4 questions. I'll only mention one because it's pertinent to this. عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى. On your life and how you spent it. I heard a narration from a teacher. I don't know the authenticity of it. A lot of shuyukh in the room. That a man will be in Jannah and he'll look up and he'll see a bright light. He's already in Jannah. She's already in Jannah. Sees a bright light above. And he asks the angels or those around, what's that star I see up there? And the angels say, oh, that's not a star. That's a person above you in rank. So he says, well, what did he do to get there? And the angels, they say, oh, that person? They just said one more subhanAllah than you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ وَعَنِّمْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وارضاهما عن جميع اصحاب نبيك اجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقيه السته من عشره المبشره وعن اهل بيت نبيك اجمعين وعنا معهم بفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اعزنا ولا تذلنا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اعزنا ولا تذلنا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اعزنا ولا تذلنا يا ارحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصفوف.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم سد الخلل. Make sure the lines are straight, fill in the gaps.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا ضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. الله سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون. فلنذيقن الذين كفروا عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون. ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Jazakumullahu khair. Jake, thank you for joining.